It started with a record. So hello, good evening, and hi Shweta. I'm happy to have you here on the Transform Her Learning Hub for Women. And today's FB Live is special because we have started with the Power Hour concept under our Knowledge Nuggets, and you are our first guest, and I'm so happy to have you here under the Power Hour. Right. So
thank you so much. Thank you for having me as your first guest, Tejaswini.
Yeah, that's our pleasure. And it's going to be fantastic talking to you. So I'm so excited. But yes, however, there are some people on the group who are watching us, and some of them know me and some of them know you. And so let's get a quick introduction. So let me give my introduction first. So it's really short. My name is Tejaswini Prasad. I'm a business strategist, transformation expert, and author of 10 Secrets to Enrich Your Entrepreneurial Journey. And it's going to be amazing. I'm going to be soon putting up the link on the group there for you to view the, you view the book rather. So stay tuned for all that. The Transform Her ladies here who are there. Now, let me reiterate, Transform Her is an initiative to energize, empower, and elevate women to take inspired action, grow their brand, create an impact, and build a career or a business and a life that they love. So my ultimate goal and mission for this group is to share knowledge, expertise, success, failures, and actionable strategies to help you achieve your goals and your dreams. And we have this expert here today, Shweta, who is into digital marketing. And let's hear more from her. So I'm sure most of you already know Shweta. She's been running this amazing group, Puneri Tuska. But let me give a quick introduction. Dr. Shweta Poddar is the founder of Puneri Tuska, which is a women's network, and theladybosses.com. A professional digital marketer, Shweta believes in the result-oriented approach for digital marketing, and she has an audience of 28,000 plus on Facebook and 6,000 on Instagram. That's really amazing. And she teaches digital marketing to women entrepreneurs through her online courses. Now, her mission is to digitally enable, empower every woman. And I'm sure this is going to be really, really very effective, Shweta, because that's where women need a lot of handholding. And you're doing such an amazing stuff, you know. So empowering through execution is her mantra. And Shweta also holds this position in other organizations as a digital marketing expert of Marathi Association Facebook community. Wow, that's wonderful. Digital marketing head for me. Padvidhar Awards, which is for Pune and Satara, that was in 2019, and digital expert and core team member at Me to We Mission 2034, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And digital consultant of Sare Jahan Se Acha Foundation project, where it was for her.
Har Mahila, Har Mahila.
Har Mahila. Okay. Okay, so she's also a former member of a community leadership circle of Facebook. And let's hear it from Shweta. I'm so excited to hear more from her. Shweta, tell us about your journey, you know, from a dentist to a digital marketer. That's amazing. I just, when I think about it also, I feel, wow, let me know the story, right? Yeah, Shweta, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Tejaswini, for that wonderful introduction. That was a very warm welcome, I must say.
Yeah, you are always welcome, yeah.
So my story began in the year 2010. You know, I just started my own dental practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as all of us, when we are very new in business, we are just trying everything out that's in front of us. We don't really know what exactly works in our business. Mm-hmm. So initially, I was paying a lot of money to a company for lead generation and a lot of money to a company for software management of my clinic. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years down the line, I realized I've spent a lot of money, but none of these systems have really worked out to my favor. Mm-hmm. So that's when I decided to cut short my expenses, take the reins in my own hands, create my channels to reach to more people, which is Puneri Tuska, and create my own systems so that I can digitize my own business exactly in the ways that I require it to be. So that's how my journey into the digital world began. Mm-hmm. Also, once I started going deeper into it, I realized that digital marketing is extremely beneficial for businesses if done in the correct way. Mm-hmm. So that's when I thought that if I can build so much on a free platform without spending a lot of money, then I can teach other people do the same for their businesses as well. Mm-hmm. And then the entrepreneurial attitude in India started developing very fast because of the digital transformation that our country went through, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought I should start teaching other women entrepreneurs how to do that on their own, just over their smartphone. And that is how Lady Bosses also came into existence.
Yeah. And you also have this thing called as the smartphone entrepreneur, right?
Yes.
Okay. That is something very interesting. The name itself is pretty catchy. And I guess smartphone is the buzz, is something that everybody has. Wow. Yeah.
So you know what happened? When I started off, I did not own a computer. Hmm. So my energy was all spent in digitizing everything, but just over my smartphone. Uh-huh. And nobody else was talking about it at that time. You know, everybody said, digitize, you need a big computer, you need to invest in a PC or a laptop. And that was pretty expensive in the beginning of your business life, right? Mm-hmm. So I learned how to do all of that free of cost over the smartphone. That's why I coined the term smartphone entrepreneur, because it's simple, right? Anybody can do it and the phone is in your hand all the time. So why not?
I like that. That's absolutely the spirit I feel, because not looking at something as your shortcoming, that I don't have this or I don't have that, and making way to do something for yourself. It's amazing. And the smartphone entrepreneur is something really unique, something which is a pretty lot of learning for many women, I'm sure. Because yes, not everybody has a desktop, or everybody would want to, you know, because businesses really don't demand, some of the businesses don't demand that. So yeah, running it through a smartphone is definitely a great idea. Fantastic. So you have been running this amazing group, Puneri Tuska. You know, how do you really manage this huge community?
True. So in the beginning, when I was doing all of it, I started it with just 75 people from my friends list, you know. And it was a big wishful thinking on my behalf that, yeah, it'll grow someday and it'll, you know, start giving results, not just to me, to everybody, because it's a community, right? For a community to thrive, everybody in the community needs to be involved in it like a family. And I really didn't have to do much. Once I gave it a look of how I wanted it to be, people started pouring in their suggestions and started participating on their own, and it just gave a different life to the group altogether. But the difficult part was the back-end management of it, because if I had to build a team, then I would have had to give out time for team trainings and, you know, taking monthly reports and analysis, which I unfortunately could not spare at that particular time. So that's when I started realizing that I should automize that. I started treating it like a startup and started automating it one after the other. And now most of the things in the group are automated. So the directory entries, we have WhatsApp groups, we have a Telegram network. So people come into the group, and then from there, we distribute them into the WhatsApp groups as per their choice, or the Telegram group as per their choice. The directory, they get registered in a directory. They can get published into our magazine. And all these processes are automated. So there's very little human effort that goes into getting all these executed. So that's how I actually managed to do it all on my own.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And that's what goes with what you do, right? Absolutely automating things so that you don't become a bottleneck to what you really want to spread across. That's wonderful. You know, I heard about this Lady Bosses, and I remember the time when we were also talking about Lady Bosses, when it, you know, you had come up with this concept and you wanted to do something for entrepreneurs where you call them Lady Bosses. I so remember that conversation. Can you throw some light on the Lady Bosses? You know, how exactly does that work?
Yeah. So first, Tejaswini, I have to give you thanks for being a part of my first ever Lady Bosses program, because it all began with that, you know, and you so readily agreed to be a part of the first program. So I was very grateful for that in the first place.
Yeah, I loved being there as well. Yeah.
So the basic concept, as I told you, was to empower other women to actually execute the digital tasks and empower themselves in their own business. Currently, the ladybosses.com is my website, through which I give other people free content on digital marketing and social media marketing.
Okay.
I also host my online courses and my podcast on my website. So anybody who's interested in learning digital marketing free of cost can land on the website and learn something. Anybody can listen to my podcast audio interviews while they are driving or while they are doing their daily chores, and just get updated as to what the latest technology is, you know, how they can utilize the simplest of things and get the biggest of tasks done. So all those things in my podcast. And if you need a little bit of hand-holding in digital marketing, then I have one-to-one coaching sessions also for digital marketing specifically. And I also have some online courses for your YouTube development, Instagram development, and digital foothold development. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. You know, I had an opportunity to go through that website, and it's so amazingly done that it leads you from one place to another, and so smoothly that you just keep on getting information, you keep on, you know, enhancing your knowledge. It's really beautiful. I think it's a place for the people who really want to learn digital marketing, who really want to do something in this space. I'm sure women will find everything out there. So that's wonderful. I found this opportunity to go through it, and I really appreciate the way it has been done.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Great. So what are some of the common mistakes you feel, Shweta, that people make during digital marketing? Because everything is digital now and everybody wants to be there. So what are some things that people should really take care of?
So I sincerely believe that digital marketing is just a digital translation of everything that you used to do before the digital world for marketing. So basically, you used to talk to people, you used to interact with them, you used to engage with them offline as well, right? So that's precisely what people should be translating in their online work as well. The one mistake I see people doing repetitively is that they will just have a template of a post. They will post it to multiple places on social media and then probably not turn back and see if there are comments or engage with the people who are interested. And the baseline to it is all content marketing.
Correct.
Because if you're not creating interesting content, you're not having a brand awareness for yourself. You are just promoting your sales post everywhere and it's not connecting people to your brand.
True.
So that is one mistake I see people making often on social media, that just creating templates and posting it everywhere, but not putting their, not have creating a soul for their business, basically.
And that's where exactly it plays a very important role, right? Somehow I have come across this, and you could also help because I have been coaching entrepreneurs, so I know what's really. And when I saw this group that obviously this Transformer also is getting built, and you know some things, I feel that people or women are so eager to just post their links or just post the products or services that are there. And it's basically every group has a different intent, and just posting it the same thing everywhere does not serve the purpose, as what you rightly said, right? And you need to align with what you want to put in each of the group. It's something very important. I am sure this tip of yours and what you talked about, a common mistake, is in itself one thing that women should really look into. You know, what is exactly it that we are posting and how it is going to help in this particular group. So I completely relate to what you're saying. Okay. So give our listeners one tip in your area of expertise, which will help them, you know, take, you know, actually be visible as far as the digital marketing is concerned, or what one thing you want to share.
Correct. So I would say start connecting with your audiences, start understanding what the demands of the audience are, and then start sharing your content accordingly. So reverse engineer the process instead of actually starting from your end and ending with the audience. You start with the audience and let it end with you. So that is how digital marketing will work in your favor if you try to engineer your ideas in that particular way. So that would be my one single tip for everybody on the current trends of digital marketing.
True, absolutely true. And people really should pay attention on the content that they are doing. That's what you're really trying to indicate. Fabulous. That's really great. And I think this one tip is really going to help a lot, because just that if you work on this, a lot of things will change. So it's like a 80-20 principle. That tip will make 80% of some good stuff for people out there. Great. That's fantastic. And what are your thoughts about Transform Her initiative?
Yeah. So first, I really, really respect you as a business coach, you know, because the clarity you bring to others, because the way you mentor them and handhold them into kind of just taking themselves from one step to the other, that is commendable. So every initiative that you come up with definitely has those core values in place, you know. So that's exactly what I feel about the Transform Her initiative as well. Also, your zeal towards making other people improve themselves is what actually makes people connect with you throughout these endeavors. So Transformer is a wonderful initiative for those people, I believe, who really want to improve themselves and take themselves and their business to the next level. So congratulations for coming up with it. And thank you so much for actually conceptualizing it, because we women, you know, need mentoring so many times.
Yeah.
I myself feel that sometimes I am in a fix as to, I don't know, I'm lost. What to do next?
Mm.
And you need somebody to be by your side and tell you that these are the things that you could do. And if you, someone to tell me what is the right action to take, what is the right course to take.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can so relate to what you're saying, and that's exactly why this learning hub is there, because we have a lot of platforms where people can go and sell their products and services. But here, I'm really looking for people who want to learn something. Like, for example, if they want something on digital marketing, we've got you in as an expert. They know, you know, okay, this is the lady who I can go to, or this is the website that I go and reach out to if I need help around that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and then we plan to have experts coming in, because I believe learning is all about, if you learn from the expert and that one tip helps you so much, then just going around the place and trying to do something. And yes, it's very important. We all need somebody behind us to be able to push us at times, to be able to mentor us at times. And that's exactly what I have been doing for so many years. I deal with highly intellectual people, and the fact that they know everything, and then when you have to put this up, it's a pretty challenge. But the fact is that yes, we need support, and that support can, you know, help you, push you, actually unleash your potential. You know, unleash your potential to an extent where you really don't think where you are, but you can take it to that level.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's amazing. I love doing what I do. So and thank you, Shweta. I'm sure a lot of our women over here would want to, I'm sure everybody wants to have this digital marketing support somewhere, you know. It's just that we don't open up, or sometimes we have it in our head that's pretty expensive and, you know, just hold ourselves back.
Right.
Go and explore. I would really recommend people to go and explore your website. It has a lot of stuff, and you have come up with small stuff, which is pretty affordable as well. So people should really look at that option.
True. I actually was planning to bust that myth that digital marketing is expensive. It needs you to invest a lot of money into it. No, just a little bit of thought and a little bit of effort is all you need to be a successful digital marketer for your own business.
Yeah.
One message I would love to spread around also.
No, absolutely true. And I so can relate to all this. Fabulous, Shweta. It was amazing having you. You have always been such a bubbly and such a cute person. And I love Pune Ritaska in any which ways. And when people like you are actually running this community, I'm sure there's so much of love, so much of energy, so much of care, and all these values that you have in your group. I just love this overall. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you, Transformhouse Group, for watching this interview, and all the best to Tejaswini.
Thanks, dear. Thank you so much. Bye. See you.
Bye. See you.
Bye.